A year ago this week, an 18-year-old Columbus man was killed on a thrill ride on the first day of the Ohio State Fair. There's been legislation proposed to strengthen ride safety since then, but the law named for Tyler Jarrell has not passed. Tyler's law was introduced in May, 9 months after Jarrell was thrown from the Fireball thrill ride, which broke apart because of extensive corrosion. Democratic Representative John Peterson says the law would require more skilled inspectors and more detailed records of rides, including before and after photos. Patterson says there are more events featuring rides, so they're constantly being moved and reassembled, and they're getting bigger and more thrilling.
There's more stress points on the mechanical and engineering side of these rides, which needs to be more specialized training to be on the alert for those.
Patterson says it took time to do the right research to create the legislation, but he and Republican co-sponsor Jim Hughes are hoping it will pass by the end of the year. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.